The title of my presentation is phosphorus partitioning in a clay loam soil with a long-term manure application. I might decide to rephrase this title as fractioning of phosphorus in a clay loam soil that has a long-term manure application. And let me quickly appreciate my supervisors, Dr. Akinremi from the University of Manitoba in Canada, and Zingao, she's a research scientist at the Agri and Agri-Food Canada at the Lethbridge Research Center. I want to quickly introduce this, my study, that the basis for applying manure to soil, number one, to sustain plant nutrient requirements, then to improve the soil physical properties, and in some situation, is seen as a cost-effective means of disposing manure. And the implication of applying manure into soil over a long period of time, based on some experiment, we've discovered that there is increase in soil nutrients above plant requirement, which invariably will lead to loss of accumulated nutrients, and which we have impact on the soil and water quality. So this is of general interest. Then the fate of some of this nutrient, I'll be emphasizing on phosphorus this afternoon, is of concern, and therefore it's necessary to examine the effect of long-term manure application on the soil on the soil peat turtles, and how is our phosphorus distributed over time. I think my research work is going to complement the previous study. Therefore, the objective of my study this afternoon is to examine the impact of 33 years of cattle manure application at selected rates and water management on the soil phosphorus status and the distribution of the forms of phosphorus with depth in the soil. My materials and method. Manure application was initiated on this clay loam soil in 1973, and the objective of the initial experiment was to just examine the impact of rates of manure application on the physical and the chemical properties of the soil. This field actually had a lot of peer review paper written on it, and some excellent discovery have been made, but my study actually was just to look at the phosphorus. The experiment was designed with 0, 30, 60, and 90 microgram of beef cattle manure on a non-irrigated plot, and 0, 60, 120, and 180 microgram per hectare per year of manure on irrigated plots. My materials and method, between 1973 and 2006, there was actually soil sampling, and I would like to acknowledge some of the people who have been doing this work before I actually came into SIM in 2006. Then the soils were sampled between 1973 and 2006, and what was done was like the soil was divided into six segments, air dried and sieved. Then total peer analysis was conducted using a packing by method of a packing seed at all 1950, which is basically a digestion approach, wet acid oxidation using a sulfuric acid. And in 2006, I did a sequential extraction of the soil phosphorus, and soil samples between 0 and 6 centimeters from the selected plots. And we decided to select 0, 60, and 120 plots, sample the soil from 0 to 6 centimeter from a plot. Those particular plots they are not irrigated. They are irrigated. Then another treatment was taken from 60 milligram per hectare from a plot that is non-irrigated. 0, 60, and 120 with irrigation, and 60 megagram from the non-irrigated plot. My sequential extraction procedure is actually based on the modified Egli extraction method, which in which I use 0.5 grams of soil in three replications. I extract the the first stage of extraction, we use water, deionized water, and the next stage we use 0.5 mole of sodium hydrogen carbonate. Then that's followed by 0.1 sodium molar sodium hydroxide extract and 1 molar HCl. Then finally, the residue is being digested using an acid digestion method. Actually, I would quickly like to point out that the first two extract, water and sodium hydrogen carbonate, are defined as Lebesgue P. That is the form of P that directly influences the concentration of phosphorus in the soil solution. And the last three, I define them as the non-Lebesgue forms of phosphorus. In my result, the impact of the 33 years of manual application on the soil phosphorus, as at 1973, this is exactly what we have. This is exactly what we have on the plot, from 0 to around 140, 150 centimeter depth. And you can see that it is generally low, less than 1,000 milligram per kilogram of phosphorus. As at 1983, there's a slight increase at the surface here. Based on the rate of manure application, I have four treatments here: the control irrigated, the 60 non-irrigated, 60 irrigated, and the 120 milligram per hectare irrigated plot. So what we observe is an increase in the phosphorus status at this depth. Then in 2003, there's a further increase, something around 3,000 megagram per kilogram of P. And as at 2006, which is the one that I actually did, we discover up to a maximum of 3,000 megagram P per kilogram of soil. And I conclude that at least for this rate of manure application at this 120 milligram per hectare, the there's a significant impact of manure application up to the 60 centimeter depth. And that was why I decided to do my sequence extraction within those depths and see the distribution of phosphorus within the forms of phosphorus within the soil itself. If we look at this is a plot, this example of a plot that has 120 megagram per hectare rate of manure application. And what I have here is the amount of water extract, sodium hydrogen carbonate, sodium hydroxide, the HCl extract, and finally the residual. And what do we see is that in comparison to a control plot from the same depth of 0 to 15 centimeter, you will notice the increase in the water phosphorus, water extract, the form of P in the water extract, and the P forms in the sodium hydrogen carbonate extract. And there's also increase in the non-Lebesgue portion. So I tend to conclude that there's increase in the Lebesgue and non-Lebesgue form of P, at least at this particular depth. Then if we look at the next depth, which is 15 to 30 centimeter, we also say the same thing in comparison to the control plot, there's increase in the water, the sodium hydrogen carbonate, and the HCl fraction, which they all increase with the manual application after 33 years of continuous application. And this is the last depth, which is 30 to 60 centimeter. It also reflects increase in the manure application. Now, if we look at the impact of the rate of manure application, that is, how does the increasing rate of manure application affect the distribution of the sequentially extracted forms of phosphorus? I have here a control plot and the 60 milligram per hectare followed by the 120. And what you will note here, what you note is an increasing in proportion of the the Lebesgue forms of P from the control plot from 23% to about 49%, which is significant. So the Lebesgue forms of P actually increase at the expense of the non-Lebesgue forms of P. The non-Lebesgue form, the proportion is decreasing. You can see the blue color here, especially the residual form, which seems to be decreasing in total, the non-liberal, which is addition of the last three here, is actually decreasing, while the liberal form of P is actually increasing with increasing rate of manure application. If we look at this, this same data at 15 to 30 centimeter depth, we observe the same trend increasing in proportion of the liberal forms of P, while the non-liberal is decreasing. And if we look at the 30 to 60 centimeter depth, the movement of liberal form, there's a sign of movement of the liberal forms of P into this particular horizon, which tends to confirm that as we keep applying manure, there is the liberal, especially the water forms or extracted forms, which is the liberal forms, has moved up to this particular depth. If we want to examine the impact of water management, what we see here, what I can see here is an increase in the liberal forms of P with if what I actually present here is a 60 megagram per hectare plot that is non-irrigated and a 60 megagram plot that is irrigated. And this is a control plot here. So if you compare these two, you notice a slight increase in the amount of liberal P that we have here in the irrigated plot in comparison to the non-irrigated plot, which indicates a sign of increased higher rate of mineralization of phosphorus in the irrigated plot. And if we look at the same the next depth, it doesn't seem as if we have a significant consistent impact of irrigation at this depth. But if we look at the 30 to 60 centimeter, you will notice some signs of redistribution of of P into the non-liberal P, probably because of the irrigation here and the high rate of mineralization, and probably due to the fact that probably the 30 to 60 centimeter depth has a higher suction capacity for the liberal forms of P. So in conclusion, our result actually indicated that there's a significant impact of manure application at up to about 60 centimeter depth after the 3 years of manure application, and the manure application increases the liberal forms of P in the water and the sodium hydrogen carbonate fraction, which are the liberal forms of P. Then irrigation increases P mineralization and mobility into deeper horizon. Then finally, there is an evidence of increasing mobility of liberal P forms with increasing rate of manual application. I would like to acknowledge all my supervisory committee members, the staffs of the soil physics at the Agri and Agri-Food Canada in Lethbridge. Then these guys have been very helpful to me, Rob Ellis and Mulikat at the Soil Science Department from the University of Manitoba. Thank you.